Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Broadway's Left on 10th gave back this holiday season, providing free tickets to over 250 veterans, firefighter organizations, former FDNY members, and volunteers. The new play, written by Delia Ephron and starring Juliana Margulies and Peter Gallagher, partnered with VetTix, FDNY Foundation, and God's Love We Deliver for the matinee on Sunday, December 29th. Additional donations to these groups are being honored for the 3 o'clock performance this coming Sunday, January 5th, as well. Left on 10th runs through February 2nd at the James Earl Jones Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, December 29th. The main stem experienced its highest grossing Christmas week since 2018. 33 running shows made just over $55.8 million at an average ticket price of $182.32. All but 4 shows saw their box office increase by 6 figures. The week in between Christmas and New Year's is typically seen as one of the highest grossing weeks of the calendar year across the theater industry. Wicked became the first show in Broadway history to gross at least $5 million in a single week, no doubt bolstered by a rapturously received first part of a movie adaptation that is already receiving awards buzz. It was also one of 7 shows last week to play 9 performances instead of the traditional 8, taking advantage of larger tourist crowds for the holidays. The Outsiders, Elf the Musical, and The Great Gatsby also set new house records at their respective venues, just to name a few. In its first full week after officially opening December 22nd to reviews that were mostly mixed, the star-studded all-in comedy about love took in $1,460,086 at the Hudson Theater. Stereophonic made its way back into the million-dollar club for the first time since the week after the 2024 Tony Awards. And Maybe Happy Ending also hit 7 figures for the very first time in its run at the Belasco. Swept Away played its final performance at the Longacre Theater on the 29th, ending with a $717,624 week at nearly 99% capacity. And productions also had to contend with a sudden rise in illness, as multiple understudies, standbys, alternates, and swings went on across Broadway as the week progressed. Gypsy was hit especially and unfortunately hard. 7 of their 8 scheduled performances last week were canceled due to a stomach virus making its way through the children in the cast. Everyone has recovered at this point. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.